We're here with Elliot Engel, New York's 16th District, a Democrat in office since 1989, which is an extraordinary record. The ranking Democrat on the Committee on Foreign Affairs, which makes him the top Democrat in
hopefully
in
to be chairman someday, hopefully.
We are all, well, I can't speak for all of us, but I can tell you I'm hoping so. Elliot Engel, I want to talk to you about guns. You know, we have seen crazy things happening. People get a hold of guns. They go out, they get crazy. We've seen it in New York City. We've seen it around the country. Any answers?
Well, one answer would be that the Congress should be allowed to vote on sensible gun control legislation. We have not been allowed. The Republicans have blocked it from day one. It is absolutely disgraceful. You may remember about a couple of years ago, we had a sit-in on the House floor because we were so disgusted that we couldn't even get a bill on the floor that we could debate on sensible gun control. Every time we put a bill on the floor, they would table it. They would use some procedural maneuver to table it. So you wound up voting to appeal the ruling of the chair, yes or no, but it was never a vote on gun control. And we felt that we had to do something dramatically. So we had a sit-in on the House floor. It was an all-night sit-in. And I actively participated in it. And here we are, you know, several years later, and we've had one tragedy after another in schools, you know, you name it, there's been a tragedy. And it's just the guns have become a curse, as far as I'm concerned, on this society. I don't want to prevent people from having guns if it is legitimate, but I do want to prevent mentally ill people from having guns, and I do not understand why we cannot ban assault rifles or semi-assault rifles. I don't understand it. Those are weapons of war. Those are not hunting weapons. Those are not protection weapons. There's no reason to have this, and the American people are fed up with it, but we just can't get a vote because the NRA in certain places is so strong that there's nothing, almost nothing you can do. So I have gotten an F rating, which is a failing rating, from the National Rifle Association for my strong advocate for sensible gun control. And I wear that with a badge of honor. I'm very proud of it. Because if I got an F rating from the gun lobby and the National Rifle Association, it means I've gotten an A from everybody else. And again, the American people understand what sensible gun control laws are. I have no desire to take guns out of the hands of people who legitimately need them, whether it's for protection, whether it's for hunting, or anything like that. I do not understand why people have the need to have semi-automatic weapons or automatic weapons. It just, unless they want to kill a whole bunch of people, innocent people. And we've seen that not only in the schools, we still saw that in Las Vegas, or we saw that in nightclubs. We're almost numb already. The shock is almost gone because it's become commonplace. And it's just a terrible situation. I went to Parkland, Florida after the shooting up at Parkland, in the school in Parkland, and marched without people who, like me, were outraged. I've tried to sponsor a sensible gun control legislation, but we can't even get it in the committee. We can't even get it on the floor for a vote. It is just absolutely crazy. Universal background checks. Who could oppose that? We don't want mentally ill people having guns. And if people are not allowed to fly, then why are they allowed to buy a gun? You know, we always say if you're on a no-fly list, if it's no-fly, then it should be no-buy. But again, it is just impossible to get a vote on the floor. I'm you know, hoping that if the Democrats get control of the Congress, we can have some votes on the floor. And even if the president vetoes it, at least we will have made some progress in terms of getting a vote, getting it passed. There was a 10-year ban on assault rifles, which the Democrats passed several years ago, but it expired 10 years. And then when it expired, we didn't have the votes to renew it because by that time the Republicans had controlled Congress. So it's been a long fight, and it will continue, if I have anything to say with it, until we get effective and sensible gun control laws in this country.
So, Elliot Engel, Congressman, the next question I wanted to ask you is about health care. Now, we knew a lot of people in your district. We certainly know a lot of people in your district who have been big beneficiaries of Obamacare, if we want to use that word. It does seem that the president is intent on destroying it.
Well, it does seem that he's intent on destroying it, and to a very large degree, he's wounded it. I'm still hopeful, again, that if Democrats get the majority, we can save it. The bottom line is that we need to have health care in this country. Health care is not a privilege. It's a right. We are the richest country in the world, and we should be providing health care to our people. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, was an attempt to do that. Was it perfect? No. Did it need some tweaking? Yes, it did. But what it didn't need is what the Republicans have done. Is at every turn they've tried to weaken it and destroy it. And they've succeeded to a large degree in the point that within the next few years, it's going to come to a head. The program is either going to fall by the wayside because we won't have enough money for it, or hopefully if the Democrats get elected, we'll be able to strengthen it and do the kinds of things that's necessary. Now my preference would be Bill 676, which is essentially Medicare for all, called single payer. And I have sponsored that, I have co-sponsored that for many, many years, because I believe that while no situation is perfect, this is the closest we would get in our country to have universal health care. Other countries have it. And if we have it and we find out there are problems with certain aspects of it, then we should do whatever we can to make it better and to shore it up. You know, we keep hearing from the Republicans about there's no money. You know, they found money to pass their horrific tax cut, which is horrific, because I don't know anybody in New York State where this tax cut was helpful. The Republicans passed it to help the wealthy, but the average person is going to pay more in taxes. It's absolutely disgraceful, and the tax bill also was not paid for. So it made us go into deficit even more. So when it comes to health care, they're not willing to go into deficit. They're saying, oh, we can't take money and add more money to health care. But they're willing to do it for taxes for millionaires and billionaires, mm-hmm. tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. And so that's something that I think a Democratic majority, hopefully, in November, will bring back. I know that is, you know, with my seniority and added clout, hopefully as chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, we can tackle some of these issues. And I am going to be steadfast because I think it's really what the American people want. I know it's what my constituents want.
Well, Elliot Engel, Congressman, I am delighted and honored that you've spent all of this time with us over the last couple of days, and we so appreciate it, and we hope you'll come back, because always a pleasure to hear from a fellow Hunter College graduate.
Well, I'm happy to come back, and thank you. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for your good work.